AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solvers. We are servicing small businesses with local and national business coaching and consulting services, training classes, small business and professional resources, connections, and industry tools. Connect with us on Twitter, and our tag is Business on the ED, LinkedIn. You can get me there at Margaret Jackson. Let me know you're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, and Facebook. You can get us at Business on the Edge or email us with your questions at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. We always want to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership around the globe. We work hard to bring you a show with great guests, business resources, professional development resources that inspires your professional and business growth. And as always, usually you can dial into the show at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. We are pre-recording. This is a pre-recorded show. So, but in the future, 1-800-516-1220. There are known knowns. There are things we know that we know. There are known unknowns. That is to say, there are things that we know we don't know. But there are also unknown unknowns. There are things we don't know that we don't know. That quote is from Donald Rumsfeld, and this is a very, very good quote, and I'm going to give it to you one more time because I really want you to think about, I'm a little bit on my soapbox tonight, so just, you know, hang on to your seats, driving, you know, your cars or wherever you're at. I really have some things that I want to just kind of hit hard tonight and really get you to think about. When you're starting a business and when you're getting into dealing with business coaches and legal resources or companies that are out there saying that they want to help you. And last Friday, if you tuned into the show, I called it predatory coaching. And it's not just business coaches. You know, Business on the Edge, we like to think that we're a really good coaching company and we have clients throughout the country, and so we treat them as if they were here. So we'll get into that in a little bit, but let me give you this quote one more time. There are known knowns. There are things we know that we know. So it's important for you to understand that there are things you know that you know, right? There are things we know that we know, okay? There are known unknowns, right? That is to say, there are things that we know we don't know. So we will, and we'll pay for, my point is that we'll pay for what we don't know. And we'll pay for those things that we don't know we don't know, which is my point to tonight's coaching, if you will. I'm a bit of a coach tonight. You know, coaches sometimes, they have to get in your face. And tonight is your get in your face. Are you kidding me? And some of the things that are going on out there. But there are also unknown unknowns. And these are the things we don't know that we don't know. And you tend to pay more money for those things that you don't know. The things that you know you don't know, the advantage is that you know that you can do a little bit of research and find the information relatively quickly to maybe get some price structuring. So here's my On the Edge challenge question tonight. How much do you pay for what you know you don't know? And the things that are unknown, unknowns. So those are two different costs. And like I said, there's things that you'll pay for that you know you don't know or you don't have the skill. And you just know that, hire the plumber. You know that your husband cannot fix whatever. Hire the plumber. You know that you need an expert. You know, you ever watch, I used to like watching, what is the show? The show with Tim the Toolman Taylor. And so, and he had a show which always, Home Improvement, which baffled me, you know. And so he was just screwing up everything, you know. And his wife was like, you know, who's his partner's name? Al? Was it Al? I don't know, Al. So, but he always got it right. And so his wife had enough sense to say, okay, I know that you do this show, but really this is the, you know, to get this done right, let me get Al because you're going to mess it up, Tim. And so sometimes you just need to hire the professional. Just hire them. Get the job done. It's going to save you time and money. So you know those kind of unknowns, you know you don't know kind of thing. But what about the ones that slide up under your radar and that you're really trying to do well? And this really is a burr in my saddle. It really ticks me off. And there's some other words that I could say to describe it, but I don't know if it's smart to say them on air. I won't. But it frustrates me. If you listen to last week's show, you know that we had a caller and we have this unfolding case study, if you will, Chad's story, and how he really is trying to put himself in a different position. He started out doing it in a smart way. He's already working for a company, and he's trying to establish a business on the side so he can transition from where he's at to the business that he wants to have and business ownership to support him and his family. And this is fantastic. That's a good thing. I recommend that if you are working and you want your own business and your job is fine, everything's fine, this is the best time for you to start planning and strategizing. And what's going to help you is to read. Just read. You will save yourself a ton of money. Don't just go and start buying stuff and paying for stuff on how you might set up your business. So Chad set up an LLC with a company, with a coaching company, that like a LegalZoom, if you will. And so we're going to kind of look at LegalZoom. I'm going to pick them apart. You're paying too much on LegalZoom, just by the way. I'm just saying, you know, when you pay $35 for a Board of Equalization seller's permit license that you can get for free, you know, you check with your Board of Equalization. They'll let you know whether or not it's free or if it's some low cost, you know, relevant to your business. Don't pay for an SS4. Your employee identification number is free. It's a one page document. And so what these places are going to do is they're going to send you their own form with the same information that the SS4 needs. And if you look at the SS-4, you can go to irs.gov, you can look it up, and it is information that you can answer even if you're not thinking about doing a business. You can fill out the form. I mean, come on, my 19-year-old son can fill it out, okay? And you're going to pay an agency $30, $40 to fill out something that you can fill out. In fact, you don't even have to fill it out. IRS will fill it out for you for free if you call them, and they will give you an employee identification number right there on the phone, for sure. So you pay for what you don't know, and this stuff it makes me pull my hair out. I'm like, what's going on here? So Chad's situation, this unfolding case study, you know, $1,800 plus dollars versus $168, and I appreciate, again, Chad allowing us to use him as a case study because he doesn't want someone else to get burned. And one of the questions that I asked Chad was, would you recommend an out-of-state business coach? And he said no. And so I want to talk about that for just a second. It's not that I wouldn't recommend an out-of-state business coach. I'm saying before you spend your money, do your homework. Read. Find out. Now, I've gone to the website that he's using in terms of the coaching company, and they do not have enough information or good information for me to select them as a business coach. It's very ambiguous. If it is ambiguous and you don't know what you're getting and they're trying to reel you in because they're banking on capitalizing on what you don't know. So you want to be careful about. And like I said, I call it predatory coaching. I have coined this new term, predatory coaching, predatory, you know, like we talk about predatory lending. You don't like being taken advantage of. You have people who, the economy's tough. You don't need someone coming in and taking advantage of your dream. I just talked to a young man. Nice guy. I met him at Black Wednesday. And if you ever get a chance to come out to Black Wednesday, it's the first Wednesday of every month. You can get the details on KDOW's website, .biz. And it is a really great place to just get some good information. You've got Rob Black there. You've got other show hosts there, Chad Burton and all of these guys, Alan Olson, myself. And we'll talk to you about whatever you want to talk about. And so this guy was talking to me about He's working for a great high-tech company, and he and his wife want to start their own business. They're not really sure what they want to do. And I'm like, you're in a great place. Take the next year and figure that out. Begin to put the building blocks together. Begin to ask questions and put together, you know, low-cost focused groups. You can rent some office space or a conference room. They have these one-day rates now, especially in San Francisco, which is a great place to, you know, but you can low-cost get people in that you think are interested in what you might present and just start asking questions and learning and documenting this new product or service you want to offer, you know, and it's probably tied to, you know, what he's doing in technology. You know, I try not to get into those details because you don't really want to cross the line of their, I'm protecting them. They would probably get into their what would become their intellectual property, but I'm really sensitive about making sure that you stay protected in that. And so if we get into that, I always sign an NDA with them, even though I know that I'm Integris. I need them to know that I'm going to give you something to make sure that you're protected, because you're probably not going to ask for an NDA. So I will have an NDA on hand saying that I'm going to make sure that I don't talk about your intellectual property. So we were having this conversation, and so I gave him a lot of valuable information to get him going without hurting his current situation. It is great. If you're interested in starting a business, take the next year, year and a half, even 2 years to just begin to develop things. Don't, you know, if you think that your job might be in jeopardy and your company might be downsizing, then you want to start doing that. But LegalZoom and places like that are not the best place to go for initial information. Contact, do some research, and find a great business coach that really is vested in your future. I'm that type of coach, but I'm not a coach for everyone, so I might not be a fit for you. Do your homework, and you'll find that out. So before we go to a break, I want to talk a little bit about what type of structures, and this is just to give you an example of what LegalZoom is doing. And so, and even with attorneys that are setting up business structures for you, they can do that. But again, you can do a lot of legwork yourself. And we have a minute before we go to break. So before I go to talking about these different types of structures, I'm going to talk about two tonight because one is very easy to set up, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the LLC. But Nolo.com, Nolo.com, if you would just buy that $35, $40 book, it will tell you how to set up your own corporation, your own LLC. I mean, they it's all about how to, you know, and not to take anything away from attorneys. If you want an attorney to look at it, at least you have everything together, and you're going to pay a lot less than $500 that I'm going to show you that LegalZoom is going to charge you to set up an LLC in California. Now, just so you know, for those who are listening across the nation, you can do the same stuff in every nation. I'm going to tell you what the best sites to go to find out how to get your business started. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. Phil Collins, one of my favorite performers. Awesome, awesome. Before we get back into I'm just getting warmed up with how so many people, so many small business owners, so many people who are trying to set up their businesses are getting taken advantage of, and it just gets on my, you know, my grandmother used to say, you know, you're getting on my nerve, and you only have one nerve, you know, I only have one nerve to get on, and you're getting on that. They've gotten all over that. I'm like, they're all over it. And I'm like, I am really holding back on just losing it here. But I'm going to try to keep my composure through the whole show. If I don't hold that against me. I am just for you. And when people take advantage of positioning and helping people do well, you don't have to, you know, I'm like this, and maybe I'm naive, and maybe I'm a naive business coach, I don't know, but I think I can do well and make a great living for my company and those that work for the company without taking everything, without gouging people and really having them pay for things that they don't have to. And you said, well, that's their fault, they should have read, you know, there's You know, it's just like, you know, if you commit a crime and you don't know the law. I'm just saying, really, some of this stuff, it's ridiculous. Let me get Justin Bliss on before I just lose it and forget that he's even here to tell us about what's going on at Auto Body Bliss. Hi, Justin.
Hi, Margaret. How are you today?
I'm doing good. So tell us, Justin, what is going on at Auto Body Bliss and what's the tip for us tonight?
Well, I tell you, everybody's getting ready for the hot summer ahead. It's getting warmer. It's going to be a warm weekend. So the Bliss tip of the week is a friendly reminder to keep your cool, and in more ways than one. Most of the people aren't aware that you need to flush out your cooling system and replace the fluid, usually about 2 years, depending on how much you use the car. And if it's getting hotter, you need to check the coolant and antifreeze level. Otherwise, you will be sorry when you overheat on the side of the road.
Oh, that's not cool. I got a question for you, Justin. You know, when I turn on my AC, I have an older Toyota. I love my Camry. I think it's cool. I've kept it pretty clean over the years. You know, you've seen it. And so I really like my car. You know, it's paid for. I like not having a car note. You know, my husband's like, you should get a new car. I'm like, why? You mean a new car note? I don't really want a car note. But here's my question. My cooling system, or when I turn on my AC, I get this funky smell. What is that all about?
You know, it could be your AC refrigerant needs to be changed. There are filters, indoor, inside cabin filters as well. So it's getting air from the outside and going through a dirty filter. That could be the cause as well.
It is, like, embarrassing. I'm like, I turn it on, it's like, what? So I will have to, is that something you guys could take care of? Who do we
Certainly.
Go for? Okay,
Certainly.
Definitely, there we go.
If you want to have your cooling system checked out, you can come to Auto Body Bliss at 2029 Old Middlefield Way in Mountain View, California.
And you can get them also at autobodybliss.com. Justin, thanks for calling in. I'm going to get my car down there for you to check it out.
Thank you. We'll be looking forward to it.
Okay. So let's get back to, can I say this? Can I ask this question? I'm talking to my producer. I'm like, can I ask, like, what the hell is wrong with people in terms of the money that they're spending because they don't know? And it's not the people. It's really the companies, like a LegalZoom. What is that all about? Should I say heck instead? I'm like, well, what the heck is that all about? So, hell, you know, I'm trying to, you know, and I don't think hell is a bad word, you know, because I do think it's a place. So I'm saying, so they're probably going to go to hell because of the what are they taking advantage of, people who are trying to, you know, do something right? I wonder, you know, I'm like, think about it. I read everything. So let me just say that, because some people are going to go to hell for taking advantage of people in their business. Really, I really believe that. I'm just saying. So here, sole proprietorship. I'll give you an example. LegalZoom. I know. I'm just bear with me tonight. I'm just a little ticked off tonight. So LegalZoom, for example, and companies like LegalZoom, you know, $99 for a premium DBA, doing business as. Listen, if you want to start a business, go to your state website. I'm going to use California as an example because I'm in California. But go to your state website. Guess what? They're going to have somewhere on that website, usually on the homepage, starting a business work, something, and start clicking on those buttons, and they will give you the steps and give you the information as to what it takes to start a business in that state. And from there, you go from the state websites to the city websites to the county websites to get all of the information that you need. Because for state level, if you're setting up like a corporation or an LLC, they're not really connected with what the business portion is. You have to get your business license from your city, not from your state. So you do your state paperwork, and then, you know, you have other – any fees or any paperwork that you need, you're going to do it at that state level. That's – regarding that, you know, in terms of that LLC or that C corporation and, you know, franchise tax board, you're looking at all of these different places. So I'm going to give you every single one of those links for you to get going. And I'm going to tell you what LegalZoom is doing. They're robbing you. They're just robbing you in places like that. You listen to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Quit paying for what you don't know. Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. I know I'm just all in my saddle. I'm all comfortable in it. Okay. You know, LegalZoom was founded by Robert Shapiro. I'm just saying. I just wanted that to marinate a little bit. Just saying. Just again, here's some tools to help you do it right. If you want assistance, I am a very good business coach. I do not overcharge or charge unfairly for what you're doing. I focus on educating you. I tell people we work ourselves out of customers because there's always someone that's going to start a new business and they need our resources. But if you just read a little bit, I figure you can compound what you save and you can take those resources and you can infuse them into your marketing, your advertising, a business coach, whatever you know you need those resources for, not paying for stuff that you pay like 2 to 3 times the amount for something that you can get with the state, you know, for, you know, that lesser amount. So sole proprietorships are absolutely the fastest businesses that you can set up. Now, everyone can't set up a sole proprietorship, so you have to definitely qualify for that. For example, a dentist could not set up a sole proprietorship, or a doctor or attorney, you know, CPA. But so LegalZoom says, I'm going to charge you $99 for premium DBA. Doing business as, go to your county clerk's office. Here in California, most of them, you're going to have some variances around the country, but you pay somewhere, you know, we pay about $38 here, $36. You might see some variation. And so depending on where you're at, because some places, again, you can get that range. So don't expect to pay, you know, $99 for it, because if you do, you definitely paid way too much. You know, so go to your county clerk's office, and for a sole proprietorship, you have different steps. So you can go get your fictitious business name from your county clerk's office, look on the website. If you're in California, here's some of the websites. This is kind of the order you want to go. You want to start with your state website. It'll give you information about starting the businesses, licenses, taxes. They will give you a list of fee structures if you go to the California Secretary of State. So go to your state, you know, Secretary of State office. You will get, again, information about business structures and the smart ways of doing it. You would get forms. You would get fees in forms. You need the Franchise Tax Board. Oh, that's a federal agency. You know, you can go to your Franchise Tax Board and find out what your requirements are going to be for your type of structure. If you're a C corporation, LLC, you're subject to an $800 tax here in California, so, and that'll vary from state to state. So find out what that is. And then, like I said, your fictitious business name, your DBA, doing business as, you can put on the county clerk's office. What's great about California, they have this CalGOAT. So if you are a licensed professional, they will help you figure out the licenses that you need. And so also if you need, maybe you need to check for name reservation, you can do all of that on the state website for free. Well, then let me step back. You can't search. You do have to pay a fee for the name reservation search. But if you just search the state to find out whether or not there's a company with that name under an LLC or corporation, chances are, and you don't find it, chances are you'll be fine with applying for your paperwork because with that, they may say, well, you know, if you put in your paperwork and that name is taken, you have to reapply and pay that fee again. Do your homework. You're probably going to be in the ballpark. I've done it, and I've never had a problem with getting that information. So that's a heads up. Any place in the nation, go to those state websites. Your business license is going to be in the city that you're doing business. You're starting with, technically, you're supposed to have a business license in every city that you're doing business. So, but start there. So you're not paying fees that you shouldn't pay. And when we come back from our break, I'm trying to get through LegalZoom, Robert Shapiro's crap that he's put. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? Okay, you know what I mean. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're going to get you straight when we come back.
And as long as I got my suit and tie, I won't leave it out on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up.
Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. Yeah, that was real smooth coming into that. Thanks, Kevin. Calm me down. Calm down, calm down, calm down. Many people call me MJ. Calm down, MJ. Listen, I am really passionate about your success. And one of the things that I talk about in my training classes, incidentally, we do have a two-day training class coming up for small businesses in June 24th and 25th. You ought to take this class if you're interested in starting a business. It is a two-day intensive small business training class, affordable. You can go online at businessontheedge.biz and register. We would be glad to help you get on the right track with plenty of information in terms of putting you on the right path in terms of your business future goals to being a entrepreneur. So LegalZoom. LegalZoom is one of these places, and I pick on LegalZoom because it's pretty popular. So a DBA, you can get that for about $38, $36, not $99. Required filing, publication, and other fees. When you get a fictitious business name, you have to, by law, publicize that. They have $55. I can tell you now, San Jose Post Records, which is a nationwide broker, Post Records, broker for filing publications, you can get it filed locally here in many of the counties, $18. It may vary a little bit, but $18, you see the difference, it's $18 versus $55. $35, $36, maybe even $40 for the fictitious business name statement, the doing business as. Seller's permit can be absolutely free. It depends on what your business is, zero cost to low cost, and they're charging $35 for these fees. By the time you get done, tax ID, they will obtain your tax ID. This is for sole proprietorship. They will obtain your tax ID for you for a whopping $79 when it is absolutely free. You can call IRS, and they'll fill out the paperwork for you, give you the ID right over the phone, the employer identification number, website design consultation. Oh, you do get that free. Seller's permit preparation. You can go to the Board of Equalization. This is where you get it. They can sit down with you and fill out the paperwork with you right there in front of their computer. So that's $35. And that's what LegalZoom will do for you to set up a sole proprietorship for $268. Everything that I just told you should be zero to no cost. Well, zero to low cost, I'm sorry. Zero to low cost. That's $268 for a $35 DBA, an $18 filing here, and everything else is free. $268 versus, you know, do the math. I'm wound up. I'm not going to do the math and figure it out right now. But I could come back to you and tell you that. And they're saying in your savings, based on their average lawyer price for a DBA, you're saving $276, which what they're saying is that attorneys are charging more than $500 to do this, that you can do on your own. And by the way, this you will need this for an LLC, for a C corporation, or whatever you're doing, you're going to need these different pieces. And guess what? They cost pretty much the same for everyone, other than you'll find out the requirements with seller permits. You might need other licenses and permits. But the state website will give you fees as to what you need to do here in California. Check with your state. Check with your state, your California state, or if you're in Washington State or Illinois, and your Secretary of State offices, your franchise tax boards, your IRS.gov offices. If you would just read, I promise you, you will be so happy that you're able to take those resources that are remaining, and you can put them towards, like I said, your marketing, towards your product, towards whatever you need to do. And then they have these other options. Guess what? You don't get a business license with that. So you can do all that and you still can't do business because you don't have a business license. Oh, business license vary from city to city. And so find out what your business license cost is, start there, and you can grow from there. And of course, LegalZoom would be glad to. They do have a business license package here for $75. So you could get that as an added feature. You know, you can get consultation with a tax professional. You know, get these people yourself. You know, find, research, you know, a tax profession. You could use your own CPA. If you have a CPA, you can do that as well. You know, domain names, please, you know, a free domain name, please go to GoDaddy. Please go to somewhere that you know, that give me a break, because when they do free domain, probably they're going to own that domain. And so people will go through that and then they'll try to get the name back. And they're like, oh, the company owns it. So they're like free domain. But if you go and try to, you know, disconnect from them, and you look up the ICANN information for domain names, you're going to find out that they probably own it. So you have to watch out for these things. Like Chad found out that he's given this power of attorney, and now we're trying to get everything switched and clean up the mess that this company has caused him. And all he wanted to do is do what we call the American dream, start a business, do something exciting, help take care of his family so he can transition from his traditional going to work every day to something more, his dream, you know, him living his dream. So, you know, this stuff drives me crazy. So that's a $268 fee for an LLC, LegalZoom, and I did this. How did I find out? I put my own information in there to find out what it would cost. $583 for a lot of the same stuff. Express Gold LLC, right off the top, you're paying $359. State filing fee, are you kidding me? $85, the state filing, you know, this is crazy. In fact, let me just tell you what, let me pull up. Now, I did a comparison between Chad's LLC and LegalZoom's LLC. And so let's see, articles of organization, $70. You know, that's your filing fee, not $85. Okay. Statement of information, $20. SS4, free. County clerk's office, about $40 from where he's setting up his fictitious business name. His business license is $30. If you're in San Jose area, it starts at $150. And check this out. If you're a senior citizen, check with your city. You may be able to get a business license for like $30 or $38, you know. They have these, it's not really a hardship business license, but they have these benefits that they do not publicize on their websites. State Board of Equalization free, post records or some place like that, that is a broker. Don't use a regular newspaper like the Sunday Times or the Chicago Sun-Times. That it's going to be extremely expensive. Get a broker that can put your fictitious business name information in a publication. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader. Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. I know I have been on fire since I started the show. Listen, there's smart ways of doing business. If you would just read, go to your state websites, go to your city websites, go to your county websites. Every single one of them have information about business. You will, and I know that lawyers and attorneys are not excited about this, really. Some of them are, that really want you to get the information well, and you can do it on your own. I've met some great attorneys, so I don't want to. I have never met Robert Shapiro, so I have my opinion. I'll just keep that to myself. But based on LegalZoom's website, I'm just saying it doesn't. $359 is over the top to set up an LLC. For Chad, it would have cost him total $168 just to get off the ground. That includes what the business license, state filing fee again, they have $85 here. When it's $70, seller's permit, zero to low cost. You know, check with your Board of Equalization for seller's permits, licensings, registered agent fee. Don't pay anyone to be a registered agent for you. If you're in the same state, you can be your own service of process. So send that information, you know, don't let someone else do that. Statement of information, tax ID number, they got statement of information, $55. It is $20. It's one form. If you just look at the PDF, I'm telling you, it's kind of like your name and birthday, basically. Your birthday is not really on there, but my point is, it's so ridiculously simple. If you want to give $55 for someone, for an attorney or for LegalZoom or for some Cracker Jack business coach, it just makes business coaching, it gives us a bad name. We're not all doing this. Really? Are you kidding me. $55 and it's 20 bucks. You can send that in and get that done. And if you don't get it done on time, then you have a whopping fee behind that. So get that in. And tax ID obtainment, $49. I want to slap somebody right now. That's the SS-4. Free, IRS.gov. They'll do it for you for free over the phone. Give you the tax ID number the same day. You pay for what you don't know. And if you do not want to read, and you listen to the show and you go let someone rob you, I mean, this is just robbery. Intellectual robbery is what it is. And so they have other features that you can get, like, and hold it. You're saving $601 according to LegalZoom. Are you kidding me? It's only like less than $200 in the state of California to set up a basic LLC, okay? And now there's other fees. It depends on your license, and I understand structure, but really, so you're talking $1,100, $1,200 through LegalZoom or some attorney if you use it. Are you kidding? No, read. All of the information is there. Don't let them rob you. Come to our classes. They are low cost on purpose to help you not get into these situations. If I could give all of our classes to you for free, I would do that, but that wouldn't even be good business. We do want you to invest in your future. Invest in your company doing well. Check out our two-day intensive small business training class that's going to be June 24th through the 25th. All-day classes is 16 hours of just drilling down on small business. And if you're structured and if you haven't set up your business, come to the classes. You can get information from us with regard to that, and that would just be, you know, par for the course just because you're there. That's how I am. But again, you're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Go out and do business well, and don't let these predator business coaches and companies take advantage of you anymore. One of the other things I want to point out about LegalZoom, again, you know, they're telling you you're getting all of this stuff that you can get either low cost to no cost, free, and you still do not get your business license, your business, and that's one of the things that we learned with Chad, is that he had an LLC and he didn't know that he didn't have the information to be able to start his business. So this business license package, $75. You know, this stuff varies. Do your homework. Make sure you get all of your ducks lined up before you pay someone to do something that you could have done on your own. So thank you for listening.